Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On today's episode, we have a special guest joining us to talk all about sexting. Everything you've ever wanted to know, from where do you start, what is it, and how to obtain consent. This episode is super juicy. We share lots of stories about sexting, so stay tuned. Before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you about a project I have been working on. I have a free masterclass coming up, 3 Secrets to Attract Your Partner Using Orgasm. I am so looking forward to telling you all about orgasmic manifestation and how to use your orgasm to attract a partner. This masterclass is going on July 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern or 4 p.m. Pacific. To sign up, go to masterclass.jordandonnell.com. I cannot wait for you to join me for this super juicy masterclass. Joining me today is Stephanie Boyd. She is a breathwork facilitator and pleasure mentor. She specializes in helping people have more pleasure in and out of the bedroom on a subconscious and somatic level. I met Stephanie through social media, and I love that social media has gotten me in touch with so many wonderful people. But she is one of my good friends from San Diego that I met while I was living out there, and I am so excited to have her join me today to talk more about sexting. So Stephanie, do you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, yes. Hello, everybody. I'm Stephanie. I am a breathwork facilitator and also a pleasure mentor, really helping individuals feel more pleasure in and out of the bedroom on a subconscious and also somatic level. So like in the body, not just on a surface level. So it's really, really fun stuff. I'm super excited to be here to talk about sexting and how that can spice up your relationships, your life, dating, whatever you want to use it for, and use it as a form of turn on for your life throughout the day.
Ooh, I love that. Turn on for your life throughout the day. Yes. I have a girlfriend who is all about like living life turned on, and that's awesome. So what is sexting?
Yeah. So for me, what sexting is just a form of communication with somebody that you potentially want to have sexual intimacy with, or just somebody you have sexual chemistry with, or maybe you're just like trying to be turned on, right? Maybe you're trying to explore with somebody about, okay, what are my boundaries? What are their boundaries even before you're intimate with them? So I feel like it's a great tool to be able to use with partners that we've already been involved with, or with potential partners, to, again, communicate about like boundaries, what feels good for us, what does turn us on, and kind of feel it out that way.
Yeah, it's a really good way, I think, to tell somebody or share what you like and learn what they like too, and learn, like, are you sexually compatible? Because that, I think, is a big reason why a lot of relationships don't work out. I just did a podcast episode that released this week, and she was talking about how if your partner wants sex every day, but you don't want sex every day, it's not going to work. And so with sexting and things like that, you can really learn more about what each other likes. Is sexting like pictures or words or both?
I think it depends on the person and how comfortable each person is. For me in particular, I more so enjoy a mixture of both because I like to see what I'm getting myself into, even though we can all take the good angles, right? Like they may get it from the top or whatever makes it look the best. And same thing for us. We may get certain angles of ourselves that look better on camera. But it's a good way to just, again, bring people closer together before being intimate and just help you be a little bit more confident in what you're getting into. But I will say that just because you're a good sexter, I don't believe that that actually means that you're going to be good in bed.
I think you can totally talk the talk, but not walk the walk on that.
100%. I've had quite a few of talkers, not enough walkers in my lifetime.
Oh my goodness. So I also am like huge on pictures. I love pictures. I love to send them. I love to take them. I always tell people like my phone is a Rolodex. Like I take pictures all the time and never send them. But I also, all of my girlfriends seem to send me all of their sexy pictures for like affirmations and some rah-rah support. So it's kind of funny. Like my phone is full of some trash and I love it. But
what do you like to receive them?
Oh, girl. Yes. But I want them to come like, I want them to come from like a situation where I want them. I don't just want a random picture. I want them from somebody who I truly want to get to know more or who I've been exploring options with.
Yep, that makes complete sense.
Do you get a lot of random dick pics?
OnlyFans, obviously, I get my fair share of dick pics, but definitely not as many. Like when I used to be a bartender, like I would get more random ones, but they would be of people that I had hooked up with in the past. And I never like specifically made it a boundary of like, hey, why don't you say hey first before necessarily just hitting me with a dick pic? Now, I don't mind a dick pic, but I know that that's not for everybody. So I know that asking somebody, hey, do you want pictures or are you open to receiving pictures and like getting consent in that way is also super important because somebody may be at work and then you're sending a dick pic or a titty pic or a little video, whatever it may be. And the volume's all the way up and you're in a board meeting or something, right? And it's like moaning or who knows what's happening in the video.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I have a friend who loves to send me dick pics randomly. So sometimes I'm out at dinner with my girlfriends and I'm like, oh, wasn't ready for that. But I'm also like, but I'm here for this. Or I always like wake up to them. And I love that. Like I personally love it. But you're absolutely right. Most people, or a lot, I would say a lot of people really don't want unsolicited dick pics. They really want some sort of consent. How do you get like consent in a maybe sexy way?
In a sexy way. So I think when you are beginning a sexting situation with somebody and you're both like tiptoeing on that water, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think some people necessarily say, hey, are you okay with us sexting now? I think we just tend to go into it. And then if somebody is like, oh, that's a little too far for me, or like they stop answering, then you're like, oh shit, like, did I offend the person? But I do find myself like, as I get older and go deeper into my healing, like asking people before, like I'll send them a sexy pic, right? And be like, oh, did you want to see, right? And they're like, what the you've never asked me this before. You just send it. And now I'm like, well, I just want to make sure that I'm not like stepping on anybody's toes because it's not for everybody all the time. I could do it all the time because it turns me on, but I understand that it doesn't turn everybody on. So I think it's like, you know, that thin line that we walk. It's like, do you even know the person that you're about to sext? Do they enjoy sexting? And if it's a brand new person, like asking them, hey, what are your views on sexting? Is that something that, you know, you're open to receive whenever I'm open to like sending or whatever that looks like for you?
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. And then a lot of times it just kind of runs into the sexting conversation. I know like this one friend in particular that I was talking about, I don't talk to him all the time. And so when I plan to send him something, I'll send him a message like, hey, you want some trash photos? And that's just how I start it. Like, and the first time I sent that, he was really confused, like trash. And I was like, he's like, oh yeah, yeah. And sent like some googly eyes. But I've kind of learned that it's most appropriate to just make sure like maybe he's at work, you know, or I don't know, seeing somebody else. And the last thing you want to do is, boom, pop that up.
Yeah, for sure. And you never know, especially if it's been somebody that you've hooked up with over a long period of time. Like you said, maybe they're seeing somebody else and 3 months later down the road, you haven't talked to them and you're like, oh, here's some titties. Like, and they're like, what the heck? Haven't talked to her in 3 months.
And they're probably like, oh, hey, girl, hey. You never know. So I know you have a book coming out all about sexting and it's like cute little stories that you've collected. Are some of these stories, like, are they yours? Are they from other people? Tell me more about all of this.
Yeah, so the book, I decided to do more just of like little sexting blurbs between two people, or it will be like a one-sided conversation to the other person. And these are all blurbs that I have created from my own imagination, that I have taken some inspiration from my OnlyFans, from guys that I've sexted in the past, from porn that I've watched, like anything that really turns me on, I put into the book to really just allow people to have different conversations with their partners. Or maybe you're in a long distance relationship and you're like, oh, how can I spruce this up? Maybe you're not into sexting, but after you read this book, you're like, oh, like this kind of made me like throb a little bit down in my vulva. Like I may be interested in sexting now. And really just tapping into exploring that for yourself, right? Like maybe it's something to just look at to laugh. Everybody like looks at these things so differently. For me, it was just like a way to put myself out there on a different level than what I've been used to, because obviously it's very vulnerable to put stuff about like dicks and vaginas and titties like in a little book and sell it. But I'm here for it.
I love that. I keep being told that I need to write a book about all of my sexual experiences. And I'm truly terrified of it, because if I meet the one, like hopefully the one appreciates it. But I'm also like, ooh, do I really want them to hear all of these really good stories that other people would love to read? So I appreciate your vulnerability.
For sure. I had that question for myself too, of like, which do I want to include the short stories? Because they're not just my stories to tell either, right? Like they happen with somebody else. So it's like making sure you're drawing that fine line of like, are people going to be able to figure out who this is? Because coming from a smaller town, a lot of people knew the people that I was hooking up with. So if I mention one little thing about somebody, they may be like, oh, that was that person, and then trace it all back to them. Like,
they had this piercing at this one spot and they all know who it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think your book is going to be so helpful for people who want to explore sexting and don't even know where to start. Because I feel like a lot of times I know what I want to say, but I'm also like hesitant to go down that path and like say what I really want. And I think a lot of people are in a similar boat. And when you have maybe some guidance of other things that other people have said or what you can say, it's going to spark their interest and spark creative process to write their own.
Yeah, for sure. Because each little blurb, like you can mix them up, you can put them together, whatever feels good for you. And like you said, being able to be like, oh, this looks really good. And I want to expand on this a little bit to tell them a little bit more about how this will turn me on or how it will turn her on, whatever that looks like for you.
So I want to know, what is one of your favorite stories from the book?
One of my favorite. So there was this guy through OnlyFans who just always would talk about worshiping me at my feet and like wanting to drink my urine, like all of these like weird, crazy fantasies that I don't even want to call them weird, because if that's your thing, that's your thing. To me, that's not my thing. That's why I find it weird. But yeah, he's always constantly like just calling me a goddess and just being like, anything for you, my pleasure, love, you sweet goddess, like just going on and on. And I just find it so comical, because some of the things that like I hear from men, it's like, that doesn't actually turn me on. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of them are so focused on like what porn people do in porn, rather than looking at like, oh, how can I actually turn her on and please her, rather than thinking, oh, she wants to be like fucked hard or something like that. So it's been super interesting to figure out like, oh, like this is really fun to read. And then on the opposite side of like, oh, this does not feel good for me to read. This does not turn me on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of my good sexting stories. I feel like there's so many.
I have definitely had a lot of sexting. I love sexting, like when I would be bartending and just sexting guys. And because it's, again, it's a form of foreplay for me. So I'm getting excited when I'm into it. Yes, there are other times where I will just be sitting there eating mac and cheese and like playing into it. But like I can literally visualize all the things that we're talking about and really get into it. when I want to. Sometimes in the past, like I know that there was a part of me who would sext more out of needing somebody else's approval, trying to like speak their love language and be like, look, I'm always so horny. I'm always wanting to sext you. But like figuring out those boundaries for myself, right? Of being like, oh, I'm only going to do this when I'm turned on, not just to turn you on.
I love that. And sexting definitely turns me on too. Like, it is so hot, in my opinion. It's just, it does a lot for me. And do you ever masturbate after you sext or while you're sexting?
Both. Yes, of course. Some people are some really good sexters, you know, and it can be like porn. Like, I have a great imagination. So if I have like really good sexual chemistry with you and I already know what it's like to be having sex with you, then I can like really visualize like you being here and us doing exactly what we're saying that we're doing via the text. Sometimes I think, though, it can also, when you fantasize so much about it, right? Like, it can make the actual experience with the other person not as fun because it's like, well, you know how your body works. And yes, like, that doesn't make them not good in bed, but we always know our bodies better than anybody else will know our bodies.
Yeah. And I think that you're right. There's definitely been times where I've fantasized about somebody so much that when I'm with them, it's not what I fantasized. And so then it kind of changes a little bit and it's, you know, can still be good, but it's definitely not the same as what I envisioned in some situations.
Yeah. I'm like, can we go back to sexting? Can we just go, I'll go home and then I'll start sexting you. How about that?
So what like tips do you have for somebody that wants to start sexting or it doesn't know where to start when it comes to sexting?
Yeah, first think about like what turned you on, right? And then from there, like communicating that to your partner in like a sexy, flirty, fun way. Like, hey, babe, I was just thinking about, you know, you coming over later and kissing my neck. Like that could be PG. Hey, babe, thinking about when you get off work tonight, can't wait to feel how hard you are inside of me. It really depends like on how juicy you want to be, right? Like you can make it flirty and cute, or you can get raunchy with it and be like, I got that wet. I can't wait to feel how hard you are. Like, and that's like still being PG over here, but you know what I mean? Like you can say anything, but my number one tip really is to make sure that whatever you're saying, it's to turn yourself on first. So making sure that you're not just like saying things to somebody just to excite them, just to please them, but that no matter what, like, even if you're saying it to them and you're not getting the response that you imagined in your head back, right? Like still giving yourself like that, the pat on the back. Well, at least I put myself out there. At least I was open to explore this. This really made me feel good when I was typing this. It really turned me on. It made me feel giddy. Because if you're doing it from a place of more, I'm forced to do this to like turn them on, like that energy behind that is just not fun. And then you're going to resent somebody in the long run because it's not actually turning you on.
Yes. And that resentment, I think like people can feel that through the phone when you're not coming from a genuine place. And when you're coming more from this forced, like I'm doing it because you want me to, rather than like, I want this. I was going to tell you a good story. Oh, I was thinking about the Megan Thee Stallion song, the I want you to touch the dangly thing in the back of my throat as a good sex game. Have you seen that TikTok of the lady who, or it's the girl and the guy and she's talking to him and he's like, before any drinks, she wants to touch the dangly thing in the back of my throat. And then after 5 drinks, she's sleeping on the bed.
Yeah. Guilty. I'm like, most of the time I'm like, let's do this before happy hour, because sometimes after happy hour, you get more tired.
You totally get tired. The alcohol wears you out, I think.
For sure. And it can dry you up.
Yes, it can. Lube is life, as Rachel Main says. Love lube.
Yes, it is. Love it. If you don't use it, we encourage you to.
Yes. Do you follow Rachel Z Loudon Lou?
I don't think I do.
She just posted today a video about how to give hand jobs. And it was her hand job tip 3 is using lube because nobody wants a dry hand rubbing on them. And lube is so versatile and really should just be always have something on hand to be used.
Agreed. Don't be using your saliva. You know how many times I've let guys use their saliva as lube? And I'm like, what was I thinking? Does all the bacteria, obviously, like in your mouth and all that, like it just is for the best to just use the lube.
Yeah. Get yourself a good lube. Listen to the lube episode to make sure it doesn't have any of the funky, weird stuff in it. And grab some. What like other tips do you have about sexting or anything else that kind of come to mind?
What else comes to mind? Again, it's like deciding if it is something that turned you on, right? Or is it something that turned your partner on? Because it's not for everybody to do. And then from there, like figuring out the boundaries, like, is it okay to send you a sext whenever I'm feeling horny? Is it okay to send pictures whenever I want to, right? Because again, how we were talking about in the beginning, if somebody is at work and then you're sending all these things, like they might not be okay with getting a hard on or getting all excited while they're at work. But some people will be, right? Like for me, I would prefer a partner who's going to like sext me a little bit throughout the day and turn me on before he comes over. Because again, that's like a little piece of foreplay for me. But if it doesn't turn you on, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or that you're not doing what you need to in a relationship. So it always comes back to, okay, does this actually turn me on? Does this actually bring me pleasure? And if it does, figuring out, okay, is it the pictures that I really like? Is it little videos that they send me that I really like? Or do I just like sending them videos and pictures? Do I only like sexting, like using the words in order to, you know, use my own imagination? Because there's no right or wrong way to do it. Maybe you try it out for a little bit and it's not for you. That's okay too. Every relationship and situation is going to be different.
Absolutely. And, you know, both of us are kind of in this dating world. Is it ever a point that it's like too soon to sex, or like how long should you wait before you start exploring this with somebody?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And for me, it really depends on the chemistry right away. I used to be the type who, if you would sex me right away, like I really liked that. And now I'm more at the point where I'm like, okay, I want to meet you for coffee first and see if I even vibe with you in person, because I'm not looking to just like hop into bed with anybody. But if like I find them super hot and then they, you know, start moving in that direction a little bit, there's like a fine line before it's like, okay, I'm only focused on sex from you. And like, you're just being like flirtatious with like adding some sexual comments into like our banter back and forth. I did have a guy though, who was on the dating apps, and I'll share this story. He was like saying really like fun things, you know, like he wanted me to be a naughty girl and like wanted to like watch me do things with other people. And I was like, okay, like I can see myself exploring this, like, but down the road, right? Like I was like, I haven't even met you yet. Haven't even had a conversation with you yet. I'd be more than happy to explore all of this, to talk about all of these things with you after we have a connection. But if you're already like jumping off at the start of like, I want to watch you with somebody else, or, you know, I'm the dom and you're the sub and all this, like, again, it comes with that trust. And I'm not just here to like fill your sexual cup up. If I am, then you could come to my OnlyFans and then I just send them the link from there.
Right. Get your money, girl. Well, and for me, I feel like I 100% agree. Like I used to start with sexting, for me, what I would say is too soon. And now because I'm actually looking for a relationship, like I want to get to know you before we even go there. And one of my best dude friends, he gives me lots of great dating advice. And one of the things is like, go on a handful of dates and make sure that this is somebody that you even want to explore that with, and then go there. But don't, like he always says, don't have sex too soon. Hold out to make sure that you have that relationship, because men in particular, they need to get to know you before they're going to have that bond with you. Otherwise, like for men, like sex is easily just sex. So at least that's what he says. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm trying to try it out. So
for sure. And that could work for some people and not work for others, right? Like, I have a good friend who, a guy she had a one-night stand with, they were together for 10 years and now they're married. Like, it can be whatever it's meant to be for any individual. But for the most part, and from my experience too, the more quickly I hop into bed with somebody or start sexting them and giving them my sexual attention, the quicker they leave. So now I'm with you too. I'm like, wait.
I haven't been doing a lot of dating. Have you been doing a lot of dating?
I have not. Nope. I get on and off the apps. And then for me, I'm finding that with being on OnlyFans as well and having people pay me to talk to me, right? I find it very difficult to entertain a lot of men who aren't paying me. So I'm like, what? You want me to make small talk and like you're not even buying me a coffee? Like, at least you got to Venmo me for a coffee or something. Come on.
Do you think that that's going to affect your dating long term?
Do you mean like when I have a partner that it will affect?
If you decide you want to do more dating and meet somebody, that it's going to kind of interfere with your ability to meet somebody?
No, I don't. Because for me, what I really want is for my partner to be encouraging of that I'm on there. Like he'll want to take my pictures for me, maybe even make some content with me, whatever that looks like. So I want a partner who is open to exploring this option with me, or at least being open to me still having this side of myself, because I love turning guys on. I love watching guys jerk off. I love things like that. So, and I love porn. So I'm like, well, at least on here, like I'm making money. It's more in a safer setting. And I'm getting paid for it. It's all things that I have done throughout my entire life that I never got paid for. So it's nothing like outside of my comfort zone. And again, we're getting paid for it. So like, why wouldn't you want somebody who's on there? And it's not for everybody, but specifically for me, my partner is going to be okay with that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I also feel like I really enjoy I wouldn't say necessarily the attention, but the attention. Like I like knowing that somebody is attracted to me and is enjoying me. So I understand.
100%. And we kind of talked about recently how we don't feel like one person can give us all of the attention, right? I feel like we're not really meant to be like monogamous creatures, maybe like somewhat. But if I want to feel sexy, and yes, it comes from within, but it's also nice to hear it from other people. And then they're paying me as well just to like see some titties. Like, thank you.
Yeah. And I have an episode coming out this month actually about alternative relationship styles. And you know, like for me, I enjoy watching other people have sex. And so maybe my partner doesn't. And being able to have that opportunity, like separate from them, I think would be really nice. Like, I don't know. I just think there's so much more out there than we maybe know about, or there's so many things to explore.
And I think what it boils down to, again, just like with sexting, right, is like figuring out again what feels good for you, what feels good for your partner and you, and going from there. Because what's going to work for single Steph isn't necessarily going to work for relationship Steph, because like we always have to have that give and take. So again, if my partner doesn't want to be sexting all the time, like at least I have my OnlyFans where if I want to sex, like I can be like, okay, here you go. You can pay me $25 to sext me for 30 minutes, like, and then get the best of both worlds, baby.
I love that. I am like getting so close to getting my OnlyFans. I told my mom the other day, I was like, you know, mom, if I move out to San Diego and I'm working part-time and I can't make it work, I'm getting an OnlyFans. And I feel like I'm just waiting for the excuse to get the OnlyFans because I've talked about it for a long time. I think we've talked about it for a long time. So, oh goodness, it's coming.
Hey, if you already have the pictures, all you got to do is upload them.
Girl, you should see my phone. There's some trash.
Same.
Oh, so I had the guy that I normally sext with. He asked me the other day, he's like, do women have that much lingerie? And I'm like, well, you know, most people don't own as much lingerie as I have, but I basically have like at least 30 pairs of lingerie. and I love to buy it.
Do you just lay around the house in it?
Girl, yes. I go to bed in it. I take pictures in it and feel good. Sometimes I go around the house in it, clean. I feel like a cleaning service that was all lingerie would make so much money. And also sets you up for dangerous things too, because people are crazy. And that's why OnlyFans is great, is because you don't have that risk of, you know, being put in that situation where you're in somebody's physical space.
Yep. So true. I use a different persona on there too, because just my name, like I share a little bit other stuff about who I am, but just a different name because it just made me feel more comfortable when I first started. I debated like changing my name after, but then I was like, I really don't want like guys commenting on my stuff. Like, can't wait to see that later or something. You know, like I was just like, I don't want to go down that road. But I love lingerie too. I had so many people just from OnlyFans just send it to me. And I was like, thank you.
I love that. I love that. I have so many questions for you. I'll send them your way. So if the listeners take away one thing from this episode, what would you want it to be?
To, again, just feel that turn on from yourself and then let that energy radiate outside of you rather than trying to find somebody to like turn you on. Start turning yourself on. Start using sexting as a way to, you know, get more clear boundaries with a partner. Get more practice with understanding what makes you happy, what brings you pleasure, what makes your pussy throb. And understanding that like it's going to be different for everybody. So if I'm talking on here that I love guys jerking off and stuff, if that doesn't turn you on, don't think that that has to turn you on or that something's weird about you because certain things don't turn you on or you're not interested in exploring anything of that nature. It's whatever makes you feel good inside that it all boils down to.
I love that. Well, I am so glad you could join me to talk about this and it worked out because I've been dying to talk about sexting because I think it is so important to just talk more about it and learn more about it. There's so many things in our sexuality, and I know you know this, that we just need to explore more. And the only way to learn about it is if we're talking about it. So where can the listeners find you at?
Yeah, so they can find me on Instagram. It's at Stephanie L. Boyd with the little underscore Instagram. I mean, Facebook is Stephanie Lynn Boyd. Nope, I'm just Stephanie Boyd now. I was Stephanie Lynn Boyd, and now I'm just Stephanie Boyd. And my website is www.stephanieboydcoaching.com. I'm all over the place.
You want to tell us where we can find your book and your OnlyFans at?
Yep. So my book will be available on Amazon and my website is being revamped. So it'll be available for purchase through there as well. And my OnlyFans is at Energy Enhancer.
Love it. Can I get a sneak peek at what the title is of your book?
Yeah, it's The Short and Juicy.
Ooh, love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Of course, thank you for having me.
This episode is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping, you are supporting this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.